we were very fortunate to have His Divine Grace's personal association and instruction for 6 years, from 1982 until His passing in Srinavadvip Dham. And there we came to understand what the nature of a Mahabhagavat devotee of the Lord. There's something to understand, of course, as much as with our limited and sinful nature we are able to do that. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj was a man of great simplicity and very profound thinking. That was his life. He preferred a small congregation of devotees to intimately discuss the topics of Harikatha in the company of those devotees. And although in his last days, when we came to him, he was somewhat invalid and almost blind, still, when he began speaking Harikatha, it was like he'd become possessed by some other world. And he would speak for hours and hours, and sometimes the devotees would have to say, "Mama Maharaj, it's 11 o'clock, or and then, "Oh, all right, now I'll stop here." But His Divine Grace appeared in this material world in 1895 within Gaura Mandala. That means within the circumference of the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, in the village known as Hapaniya. And it is told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he left Navadvip to go to Katwa to take sannyas, his lotus feet passed through there. And Srila Guru Maharaj took his birth there, the eldest of the family, 1895, on what was then the 10th of October of that year, which according to the lunar calendar falls today. Before his birth, there were some miscarriages with his mother. So to protect the child in the womb, his mother took the Ram Kavacha, that is the mantra of Ramchandra, to protect the unborn son. And he was born on this day, 1895. And many things he told us about his childhood. Not so many things, but some things he told us about his childhood. That from his very young age, he had a very acute memory. Before he was even 2 years old, at 1 year, 8 months old, he was taught a shloka in praise of Lord Shiva, and he could recite that shloka by memory at the age of 1 year, 8 months old. By the age of 3, he could compose Sanskrit poetry. Actually, in Hapaniya, before partition, before India was partitioned, because, as you know, Gauramandala is very close to Bangladesh, and actually some of Gauramandala goes into Bangladesh. And after the partition, other people came from Bangladesh side. But before then, the residents of Hapaniya were solely Brahmins, that means all priests. And although Hapaniya is in Bengal, all the residents of that place only spoke Sanskrit. They also could speak Bengali, but in their conversation they only spoke Sanskrit with one another. And as a boy, Srila Sridhar Maharaj would, every day, after taking his morning bath, there was one place where lotus flowers grew in the lake there, and he would take one lotus flower and go to the temple of Buru Raj, Lord Shiva, and offer a lotus flower to him every day. Buru Raj means the ancient king, not one name of Lord Shiva. And many of you, I know, have been to that temple. And that temple, coincidentally, if there is such a thing as coincidence, the family of Srila Govinda Maharaj, although not living in Hapaniya, they're living in Bamanpara, they also worshipped at that temple. And in fact, Buru Raj spoke to Srila Govinda Maharaj's father when Govinda Maharaj was born. And the custom, and still today in India, in the maternity room, no man can go in there, not even the father can go in there. Only the women are allowed to go in there. So when the baby was born, although he has not seen the baby, immediately he went to Buru Raj to offer thanks to Buru Raj. No one there in the temple at all. Not even the priest is there. The temple is open, but no priest, no one. So he bowed down there, and from the sky, you can say, the voice of Buru Raj came. you're praying for protection for your son, but not necessary to pray, because I am giving my protection because he is my own son. And told, now when you return, tell them to remove the lamp black from his forehead. Again in India, from the Arati lamp, they take the soot from that and put on the baby's forehead to protect him from any evil eye. That's also the custom, but that's done by the women, and the men are not part of that. Then when he came back, he gave instruction, and they're a little surprised. Oh, how you know we've done that? Oh, Guru Raj, he told me, and told me to remove that, because not necessary to give any protection, because he is my own son, I will protect him. Anyway, some connection there with Guru Raj and Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as a boy, every day offering the lotus flower there. And as he grew older, he went to the local school there. And in that school, he told there were generally two types of people in that school, those who liked to help the sick, as they had some medical training also there, and they would help sick people like a free charitable dispensary. And some of the school boys would help with that, and others were more interested in doing puja, divine worship, and so on. Guru Maharaj said, I like to do both things. He said, but while he was there, he met one boy who was a little younger than himself, and they became bosom friends. And with that boy, Guru Maharaj used to chant Gayatri every day, so many hundred times every day, because he read in a book that the Gayatri mantra, that is not just a dead thing, but living thing, a manifestation of the goddess herself. And if you chant that mantra for so many times, then some great benefit will come to you. So together they were doing that japa of Gayatri mantra. Then he said, when we were walking, that boy was talking about his father, and he referred to his father as that gentleman. Now, you'll need to understand that at that time in Indian society, to refer to your father as that gentleman would be considered very disrespectful. And Guru Maharaj gave some chastisement to his friend. Oh, why are you referring to your father as that gentleman? That is not very respectful way to speak about your father. And the boy said, yes, it is true. But actually, he is that gentleman. He is a gentleman. And what I want to say, what I want to convey to you is that what connection do I have with him, really? You know, in this life, I have been born as his son. But in other lives, so many fathers, so many mothers I've had before, what about them? Where are they now? I don't even remember them. So then, and again, when next life comes, I will remember him. So really, what connection do we have with each other in the real plane? And Guru Maharaj said, yes. And when he spoke to me like that, a great change came over me in my life. It was a turning point in my life, this conversation with this boy. And he said, and I felt the whole world became like dark to me. I thought, yeah, that's the truth, actually. What connection do we have, any one of us, with any other of us? You know, we are spiritual, but we don't know our spiritual nature. And we're relating on a completely superficial, material level. But we don't even know who we are, what to speak of who anyone else is. Then he said, then I felt completely dejected and couldn't do anything. He said, I couldn't study. And my school friends, they wanted me to pass the exam, but because I wasn't studying, they would read the text to me. They would sit in the room and say, at least you listen, and they would read to me, because they were afraid I wouldn't pass the exam. So, but finally, when the exam came, Guru Maharaj passed with a distinction. And all of his school friends said, this is only by God's grace. By God's grace, because of his puja, his pass with not just ordinary pass, but distinction pass. Anyway, then Guru Maharaj was studying law to become a lawyer, and that time, bit by bit, he's growing older. And that school friend of his introduced him to one yogi, famous from the Bharat Seva Ashram, and they had some conversation there. And he asked Guru Maharaj, you join with our mission? And he said, already Guru Maharaj had discovered something about Chaitanya Dev. Well, there was a book by Shishu Kumar Ghosh, is called Lord Gauranga. You can still find that book. It's published in Bengali and also in English. It's published by Bharatiya Vidyabhavan. You can still find, I have a copy of that book. You can still get it. And Guru Maharaj said, when I found that book, I devoured it like nectar. About Chaitanya Dev. So because as a boy, I was very much attracted to Lord Ramchandra, because Lord Ramchandra, very upright, moral. He is the perfect king. That is one of name of Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottama. That means he delights in following all the rules and regulations of the scripture. So he is like the perfect human being and perfect king. But Krishna avatar, you can say, he is not like that. Krishna is very wayward. Krishna is a liar and cheater and chasing after other men's wives and like this. Then Guru Maharaj said, I found that very difficult to understand. Why God would be immoral like that? Why God would be a woman hunter? He was thinking like this. So he said, then I could not understand. He said, but later, through the devotion of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Deva and the devotion of Srimati Radharani, then I began to appreciate Krishna's position. But initially I could not. But after I got this book, Lord Gauranga, then my heart was sold to Chaitanya Deva, Mahaprabhu. And this man from the Bharat Seva Ashram, he wanted to recruit Guru Maharaj. Then he told, yes, I also like Chaitanya. But first we have to come to the abnegation as taught by Buddha. And then we have to study the Vedanta of Shankara. And then finally we can come to the prema, ecstatic love of Chaitanya. And Guru Maharaj said, that's okay, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never taught that. Never taught you have to come to first to Buddha, then to Shankara. No, immediately you can come to the chant the name of Krishna and find Krishna prema. Then when Guru Maharaj refused him to join his mission, then he told, if you have any mystic power, you please tell me where is my guru. And that man gave some name and some place, but Guru Maharaj said, I could not find that, trace that. So Guru Maharaj then was living in Calcutta. And around 1921, he joined Mahatma Gandhi's non-cooperation movement. Gandhi had promised independence to the people of India. And he asked all the young men and women, you give 1 or 2 years of your life to this cause as a volunteer. And Guru Maharaj, in 1921, he volunteered for that and was working as an advocate and barrister, you can say, for Gandhi's movement. For 6 years he worked there. But all the time he's thinking, where is Chaitanya's followers? I want to find where are Chaitanya's followers. But then his father was about to pass away, and his father called him to him on his deathbed, and he said, because Guru Maharaj is the oldest son, and he told him, you please marry. And Guru Maharaj didn't want to marry, had no inclination for that. So he said, I cannot tell a lie to my father. And my father, more or less dejected and disappointed on his deathbed, then what can I do? Then I told him, I'll try. So these words came to my mouth, I'll try. Then afterwards, through his uncle and his mother, then marriage was arranged with one lady. But after Guru Maharaj's father passed away, then Guru Maharaj took, it is common that the oldest son especially will take some vow of austerity, you know, after the father dies. Then Guru Maharaj took some vow that not to wear shoes for 1 year and not to use an umbrella or to sleep with a blanket for 1 year. But that was the kind of normal in their community. So all those things he did, but he took it a little further than that, only wearing one piece of cloth for 1 whole year. That was Guru Maharaj's vow. Walking around Calcutta, just one piece of cloth. Then he's coming home one night from his work, and he saw on the billboard on one of the telegraph poles, 1 month-long festival of Hari Smaranam at Sri Gaudiya Math, Bagh Bazaar. Then he thought, oh, Gaudiya Math, those must be the followers of Chaitanya Dev, and I want to go and see there. Then he took that address down and went to that place the next night. And when he arrived there, it was in the late afternoon and the place was empty. Only one man at the gate, sleeping at the gate. They had to wake him up and let him in. And he told, oh no, everyone gone on Nagar Sankirtan. They've all gone out for chanting in the street. Oh, but you can wait, they will come. And then after waiting some time, then the Sankirtan party came back. And at the front of the Sankirtan party, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur with Danda and walking there. And Guru Maharaj said, when I saw him, I thought, oh, he has no care for anything in this world. And a very noble and tall and golden effulgent figure. And he said, but not everyone chanting, but he's not singing. And Guru Maharaj said, as long as I had any association with him, I never once saw him singing the kirtan, ever. And Guru Maharaj laughed and said, maybe because he had no teeth. He didn't like to sing, but anyway. So then he came, and there was some, as he came in, someone received him, took his danda, the Sarasvati Thakur, and so on. And like that. Then Guru Maharaj started coming every night, coming there. But because Guru Maharaj was like a lawyer, then some of the devotees there, they thought he was a spy from the government. Someone had sent him as a spy. So some were a little bit suspicious of him. And so one day, then he saw Sarasvati Thakur's quarters, they were upstairs. And he saw that he's sitting there, Sarasvati Thakur is sitting there in an armchair. And only one, two people around him. And he thought, oh, maybe I can go and speak with him. So he said, so I started to go up the stairs. And then one devotee came and blocked my way. Where you think you're going? I'm going to see Guru Maharaj. Never! You can never go. Unless he calls for you, never you can go. And Guru Maharaj said. And I thought, oh, that's a little harsh. Then he said, my first thought was, then very arrogant man. Then why I should stay here? I'll leave here. He said, but just as I was thinking to go, he said, then in my mind, I remembered Shukadev. When Shukadev went to have darshan of Janakraj, when he came to Janakraj's city, there are seven gates to the city. And at the first gate, he was stopped, and a message was sent to Janak, oh, Shukadev has come. Yes, then he can wait there. And he was made to wait 7 days at the first gate. And then he was allowed to proceed to the second gate. And another 7 days he was made to wait there. And this way, 49 days he had to wait before he could have darshan of Janakraj. Then Guru Maharaj said, when that came in my mind, then I thought, oh, if there is something valuable here, then even if they beat me with sticks, I must stay. And if there is nothing of any value here, even if they put me on a throne and do puja to me, I won't stay even for a moment. I think there is something valuable here. So then Guru Maharaj came and just would sit in the corner. And one day Sarasvati Thakur noticed he's coming. And he told one of his servants, that man, he always coming here. You ask, go and ask him, does he have anything that he wants to say? That man went to Guru Maharaj and said, oh, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj is asking, do you have anything you want to say? And Guru Maharaj said, no, I have nothing I want to say. Then he went back. No, he says he has nothing he wants to say. Oh, then I ask him, does he have any question he wants to ask? Guru Maharaj wants to know, you have any question you want to ask? No, I have no question. No, Guru Maharaj says he has no question. Then you ask him why he has come here. Because without some purpose, no one will do anything. Must be for some purpose he has come here. Then he came back and said, Guru Maharaj wants to know for what purpose you have come. And Srila Maharaj said, I have only come for the blessings of you all, for the grace of you all. And he went back and told Sarasvati Thakur that reply. And then Sarasvati Thakur said, ask him to come and speak with me. And this was their first meeting. Guru Maharaj's name that time was Ramendra Chandra Sharma Bhattacharya. Sharma Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya is his family name. And his mother and father named him Ramendra Chandra Dave Sharma Bhattacharya. Then shortly afterwards he got a personal invitation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to attend the Gaurapurnima festival, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in Mayapur. And at almost exactly the same time, or actually I should tell before that, after he'd been coming for some time, then he decided, Guru Maharaj decided, I want to give my life for this. I'm the oldest son, and what will happen if I leave the family life and go to join the Sarasvati Thakur's mission? Then he said, I thought, oh, my brothers, they will all be okay, and my sister, they will be okay, my brothers will take care of her. Then everyone will be okay, but only problem, my wife, what will become of my wife if I leave her? Then he said, then this thought came in my mind, if she were to die, then I would be free. Then he said, then I checked myself. Oh, that's a terrible thing to do. So, but when I came home that night, then I walked in, everyone with very ashen faces, and they told, oh, brother, very sorry, but your wife has become, she's become very ill. And within 3-4 days, she did die. So then Guru Maharaj thought, oh, now Krishna has made me free, then I can join the mission. And he had the invitation of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur to come for Gaurapurnima. But at the same time, a letter came from his mother. She wants to see him. And she is also on her deathbed. So the conflicting, this conflicting invitation, one for Gaurapurnima festival at the personal invitation of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and one to see his mother, maybe for the last time to see his mother. Then he said, I was in a terrible quandary, which invitation to accept. So, but then finally I thought, oh, this is where what I want to do with my life. That then, avoiding the invitation of my mother, I went to the Gaurapurnima festival, and while I was there, my mother passed away. But he said, when I came there, a big hive of activity going on in that temple, Chaitanya Math temple. There, in one place, old Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj giving some lecture there. In another place, someone collecting funds. In another place, some exhibition. Another place, some kirtan, you know, so many things going on. Then a very nice arrangement was made. And Sarasvati Thakur also there, and said he was sitting in a wicker chair. And when the festival was over, everyone, all of the guests, they're coming to make their obeisances to him before leaving. They're all bowing down to him. And Guru Maharaj said, I saw everyone that bowed down to him, he also would bow down to them. Would go on his hands and knees in front of them. Then when I came to give my pranam, I didn't make my dandavat, I just did pranam like this and went. And one of the devotees wanted to chastise Guru Maharaj and say, oh, why you didn't give dandavat pranam, like properly give? And he said, because I see whoever's doing that to him, he is also bowing down to them, and I did not want to put him to that trouble to do that. So I thought, I do like this. And that devotee said, oh, that is very good. If that is what you're thinking, that is very good. But as he was going, Guru Maharaj said, as everyone was going, Sarasvati Thakur was lamenting, sitting in his chair and saying, why you are cheating me? Why you have all come to deceive me? Don't deceive me. And Guru Maharaj said, I was a very acute listener, and I want to understand. Well, he's invited everyone. They've come for the festival. Now they're going. What's the question of deceiving, or cheating? Then Guru Maharaj said, I sat there because I want to hear what he will say. Then he said, you are all come here promising to worship Krishna, and now you're all going away again to your homes and whatever, to do whatever it is you want to do. But you promised me you would come to worship Krishna. And if you will say, oh, no, no, I have a few things to take care of, and then when that is done, I will come back. Then I say to you, no, even if the whole world is on fire, we don't have any time to put out that fire. All necessity will only be met by serving Krishna. Then, and if the world is on fire, better that you let it burn, because then you'll be free of that also. Only necessity is to worship Krishna. And everything you will get, perfectly you will get from that. And Guru Maharaj said, that, then when I heard those words, then I decided, this is where I will spend the rest of my life. Then after that, he returned to his home and made arrangements with his brother. And he said, first of all, my brothers, two brothers and sister, they came there. But afterwards, after some time, they left. But Guru Maharaj remained. And Guru Maharaj was given Harinam. And his name, as I said, was Ramendra Chandra. And when Guru Maharaj was initiated, his name was changed to Ramendra Sundar. And Guru Maharaj, although Guru Maharaj is a Sanskrit scholar, but he wanted to know from Sarasvati Thakur, what is your meaning of Ramendra Sunda? And he says, Ramendra Sunda means Krishna. Radha Raman Ram, that Ram, not Dasarathi Ram. Radha Raman Ram, who is the lover of Srimati Radharani and who is beautiful. Sunda means beautiful. That is Krishna, and that your name means that. Ramendra Sundar Das. Then Guru Maharaj became devotee servant in the ashram there, and going with different preaching parties. And in their preaching party, they would have one who was the preacher, the speaker, and then other who were canvassers, and then others who were collectors in that party. And Guru Maharaj was given the service of a canvasser. But Bon Maharaj, Bhakti Ridoy Bon Maharaj, who was the head of that party, whenever he would go with Guru Maharaj, he would see that Guru Maharaj has so much knowledge of the scripture. And he told Sarasvati Thakur, you not to... better not to send him as a canvasser, but send him as a preacher. He's much better as a preacher. And Sarasvati Thakur, oh, okay. Then Guru Maharaj's service was, after that, was preacher. And Guru Maharaj also, many like to compose Sanskrit poetry. And he wrote that Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, 12 verses in separation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he presented that to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur on Bhakti Vinod's appearance day or disappearance day. And after reading that, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, oh, he has not written this, but Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself has written this through him. And Guru Maharaj said, I think this was the cause of his affection to me after that. After reading that, because we saw that his whole life, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's whole life, revolved around Bhakti Vinod Thakur, everything. All the deities, they were Vinod, Pran, or you know, all the deities, those were the names of the deities, always with Vinod in the name, like that. Anyway, and after that, then Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, although I may leave this world, now at least I know that one man can represent my conception to the world, and that is Sridhar Maharaj. And later also he called, when he was speaking about Sridhar Maharaj, he referred to him as Shastra Nipuna Sridhar Maharaj. That means genius of scripture, Sridhar Maharaj, that title he bestowed on Guru Maharaj. And he sent Guru Maharaj to discover where is the place of the conversation, Ramananda Samvad, the conversation between Rai Ramananda and Chaitanya Dev, where that took place. That's recorded in the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there, the whole gamut, up to the very highest zenith of Gaudiya philosophy, is encapsulated in that conversation. So Sarasvati Thakur wanted to establish a temple there, where that it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it took place on the banks of the Godavari, in some indication. So Guru Maharaj was sent to discover that place. And before sending him, then Sarasvati Thakur changed Guru Maharaj's name again to Ramananda Das. From today your name will be Ramananda Das. And sent Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj discovered that place, and through historical records and the local people he found that place. And one temple was opened there, Ramananda Gaudiya Mot, and the Padapit, the footprints of Chaitanya Dev were installed there, and that temple still existing today. And many other services Guru Maharaj had in the time of Sarasvati Thakur. He was 10 years. He was in charge of the Kurukshetra Gaudiya Mot as the Mahant there, and like that, different. And later he, of course, after that incident, then later he took sannyas on the recommendation again of Bon Maharaj. He was given sannyas, and Sarasvati Thakur gave him the name Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj. That is means the guardian of devotion. Bhakti Rakak means the guardian of devotion. Sridhar Maharaj. Sridhar Maharaj. Sridhar after the great commentator, famous commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam from Sri Sampradaya. But Mahaprabhu considered his commentary to be perfect commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. So to honor him also, he gave that name, Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj, later, he was given some entrance. Before Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur passed away, Guru Maharaj was first requested by Sarasvati Thakur to come and preach in London. He wanted to send preachers to the West. Already two devotees came. That was Bon Maharaj and Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. They came to London. But Bon Maharaj, unfortunately, was converted to Western culture. Came back to India wearing a suit and tie and cut off his shika and wouldn't take his shoes off when I came into the temple. And they had reception for him in Bombay, and Guru Maharaj was there, and also Prabhupada A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he was there at that time. There's a photograph of that, and Swami Maharaj with a big mustache, got a big, like, handlebars mustache. And anyway, then when they came, Guru Maharaj was there, and Guru Maharaj said, "What happened? Maharaj, what happened? You know, you went away as a Gaudiya Sannyasi, and come back. No danda, no shika, suit and tie, won't take your shoes off." And fully converted to Saib. And Guru Maharaj said, "What happened, Maharaj?" And he said, "Oh, they have questions that we cannot answer." And Guru Maharaj said, "What are those questions?" Then Bon Maharaj told each question. And each question Guru Maharaj gave answer and defeated their proposition, whatever it was, everyone. Until finally, when all questions had been answered, then Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, then Abhay Babu, he stood up and he said, "Today, Europe has been conquered by Asia." This was his remark. Anyway, when Guru Maharaj was requested if he would go for preaching in London. But Guru Maharaj, he said, "My nature is a back-pushing man. I like to push other people to the front. I don't like to be in the front so much." Said then when Prabhupada asked me, I said to him, "Marge, Guru Maharaj, if you insist that I go, I must go. But I think, you know, I don't understand their customs and their intonation, although Guru Maharaj speaks English, but Indian English and English are not the same." And he said, then I don't understand their intonation, I don't understand their customs. It's very difficult for me to mix very easily with them. Then it would be better if you send a Prakrita Prabhu, because he can mix with everyone and he knows our Siddhanta. I think your money would be better spent. You'd get better result if you send him. And a Prakrita Prabhu, he was a Grihastha. But at that time, Saraswati Thakur decided to send him, and before sending him, gave him the title of Goswami, Aprakrita Goswami. And later he took sannyas from Guru Maharaj and he became Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. But there was also, and so Guru Maharaj was not sent, but there was also another reason why Guru Maharaj didn't want to come to London, because he told us, I knew that very soon Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur would disappear from the world, and when he disappears, he would want me to be with him. And if I'm in London, then that will not be possible. So, of course, at that time, the idea about preaching in the West was so strong in all the devotees there. So we heard that even in Mayapur, the man who was ploughing the field with the ox, he, in his spare time, he's learning English. And the devotees used to laugh at him. Oh, why are you learning English? He says, yeah, but Guru Maharaj is so insistent that we preach in the Western countries that I'm thinking maybe in 10 years' time I'll be ploughing the fields in America. Then I'll need to know English. So this way. Then someone asked Guru Maharaj, that Prabhupada wants to send you to London, but you don't want, you will be known as a world preacher. You don't want to be known as the world preacher? And Guru Maharaj said, no, I don't have any ambition for that. My only ambition is that the devotees will think me a sincere servant of my Guru Maharaj, that's all. And then another devotee told, but you know why Guru Maharaj wants to send you? He says, no, he said, because he knows that you will not be converted. If you go there, you will not be converted like the other person was converted. Anyway, it happened that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur disappeared from the world, 1936, and Guru Maharaj was there. They were watching over him in shifts, and Guru Maharaj's shift was up until 4 a.m. And then he said, I would go, after my shift had finished, I would go to the Mangal Aarti, then I would take rest. But this morning, just as I was about to take rest, then the message came, Guru Maharaj calling for you. Then I thought, oh, this is unusual. This means now Guru Maharaj will pass away. So he came. Guru Maharaj came back. And Saraswati Thakur, lying in his bed, and he told Sridhar Maharaj, you sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. The song by Narottam Das Thakur is considered to be the highest song of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sridhar Maharaj, sing that song. Then Guru Maharaj said, I'm not a good singer. I was a good dancer. In the kirtan, I was a good dancer, but not a good singer. And in that... in that assembly there was one brahmachari, Pranavananda Brahmachari. And Pranavananda Brahmachari, he's the best kirtan singer in all of the Gaudiya Math. Later he was Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. So Saraswati Thakur's secretary, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, who was then Kunja Babu, he was there. And when he saw Guru Maharaj hesitating to sing, then he told Pranavananda Prabhu, you sing. And then that Prabhu began singing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, same Ora Sampada. And after a few lines, then Saraswati Thakur said, no, stop, stop, stop. And they stopped. He said, I don't want to hear the sweet melody of the song. I want to hear the sound of the Shuddha Vaishnava singing. The pure devotee, I want to hear the pure devotee sing. Then Guru Maharaj began singing that. Then after that morning, later that day, Saraswati Thakur disappeared from the world. And later after that, then that Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, and he said, for all of us that were present that then, we saw there was a mystical transmission from him to you. By singing that song, he made you the head of the Rupanuga Sampradaya. He gave you the service as the Rupanuga Acharya. And we consider you to be Rupanuga Dara. Dara means the current. The current of Rupa Goswami coming through you. So this way, Guru Maharaj's position established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur before his passing. And then after his passing, then sadly there was much discord amongst his followers and fighting for property and men and so many things. And Guru Maharaj left that mission and finally came to Navadvip to establish Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart. In 1941, Guru Maharaj came there to establish Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart. And today that Mart continuing under the guidance, firstly under the guidance of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj's most beloved disciple, and now under the direction of Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj, who is also the Acharya of this London Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart. London Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart, we established that in 1983, and Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, it was my Guru Maharaj's order to me to preach in London, so if you can establish a temple there, I will consider that to be a great service to my Guru Maharaj. And you can call it Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart London Chapter. So in 1983 we established this mot, and today is continuing here and expanding also. And Guru Maharaj told this London Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart, it is another room in my Navadvip Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart, another room of that mot. And so as it will go on in Navadvip, also it will go on here in the same way, as much as possible. Some local adjustments, of course, but as much as possible we are trying to maintain that. And wherever Srila Govinda Maharaj went, you see in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's final last will and testament, outside of India only this London mot was mentioned in his will. Although all the books and so on, they were coming from our Sanazay mot, but still Guru Maharaj considered this London mot his mot. And you'll see that when Srila Govinda Maharaj, when he travelled around the world, wherever he went, opening motts here and there, as his mot, as the acharya of that mot. But when he came to the London mot, he is considering my Guru Maharaj's mot. This is my Guru Maharaj's mot. So we are very blessed for that. This unique position of London Chaitanya Sarasvati mot. And the service of this mot, actually it is the direct service of Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, the service of this mot. So it is not easy to establish this here in London. It is a very difficult thing. But much as possible by us, we are trying to do that. And Guru Maharaj has given so much blessing to us. And by the grace of Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Acharya Maharaj, we are continuing that. But today, Guru Maharaj's appearance day, and I think that he will see this Chaitanya Sarasvati Mart London and be very happy to see that. And he will bless everyone who has come here today with much mercy. And if you want, if you want to know, once when Guru Maharaj was asked, what can we do to please you? Guru Maharaj's reply, not any easy reply. First of all, Guru Maharaj was a little nonplussed. Please me? Like, why would you want to please me? Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Then and he said, what I am for, what I have given my life for the service of my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if you also can give your life for that, that will please me. So not an easy request, no doubt, but we will try to do that, try to pledge our life for that. Otherwise, what worth our living this life? Without the service of Guru and Krishna, what worth living this life? Then, as much as possible by us, we will try to do that. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he told me once, in a very solemn and serious moment, he said, whoever will stay in the Sampradaya of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they must get the service of Rupa Manjari in Vrindavan. The Rupa Manjari, that is Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Rupa Manjari, the service of Rupa Manjari, that is considered to be the highest, greatest type of service, life, aspired for by the Gaudiyas, by the followers of Chaitanya Dev. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, he has made that declaration. So in two ways we can think that. One way, it is very wonderful if we will be follower of Sridhar Maharaj, that will be our eternal prospect. But in another way, we will also think it is not so easy to be the servitor of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Not so easy. Guru Maharaj said, my Guru Maharaj gave me the position as a guardian, but I consider myself as the gatekeeper, and I will not just let anyone and anyone through that gate. I am posted for that. So this way, we will try to get the service and the blessing of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. This Sri Chaitanya Saradhan Mart is a forum for that. It is existing only for that. And on this day, particularly if we try to invoke his grace upon us, that we can give more of ourselves for that, then our lives will become very blessed and very auspicious, and without a doubt we will get real Krishna consciousness, real service to Sri Guru and Gauranga, real prospect of service to Radha and Govinda and Vrindavan. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Ananta Sri Vibhushita Jagat Guru Sarva Shastra Siddhanta Vit, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Vyasa Puja Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur.